I broke up with him. It was too much. He was too great. He was too great. We dated for 3 months. He was not a pushover. He had friends. He was cool. He was perfect. And he took me places and spent money on me. And he had a car and he had a bank account and he had health insurance. And he told me, if you want to be together, that's awesome. That's what I want. But if you don't, that's also okay. Whatever you want. And I broke up with him. I went back to my ex who got me a $15 gift card to Taco Bell for my birthday. Because that was comfortable. I broke up with him. He was too great.
I went back to my ex who got me a $15 gift card to Taco Bell for my birthday.
So he wasn't a pushover. He had friends. He had his job. He had his own money. He had his own car. He even spent money on you. He even had health insurance. And she still broke up with him. She left him and went back to an ex-boyfriend who bought her a $15 gift card from Taco Bell. He was a perfect guy. He was a great guy. Guys, let me tell you something right now. Most women do not deserve you. I've said this in previous videos and I'm going to keep saying it. Women want to be treated less than you. Most women, they don't like stability. They can't even deal with a quality guy. They can't deal with a high value guy who has his life together, who's on a straight and narrow, who's going somewhere in life, because most women like that friction. They like that uncertainty. They like that instability. They like a guy who's going to text them here and there and it's going to be sporadic. They like guys like that. Most women cannot deal with a valuable, high value, quality guy who's going somewhere, because then they're going to have to follow that guy. They're going to have to get in line with that guy. They're going to have to be a reflection of that guy. This is why, guys, when a woman leaves you, she all of a sudden breaks up with you a few months in, and you're like, what happened? She just ghosts you? Like, and you're thinking in your head, I thought everything was going great. It's because she knows she does not deserve you. Most women don't deserve you, guys. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. They're not good people. They don't have good life skills. They don't have good conversation skills. No real personality. They just hop from guy to guy looking for another feeling. They don't want stability from you. Now, there's a small percentage of women who are quality women, but it's few and far between. There's way more women like that female than it is good quality women. Women who actually want stability. It's actually sad because so many guys are out there confused and wondering. I've even had consultations with many men across the planet, and they're like, man, Darius, I did everything right. I took her out. And I did this, and I'm going to school, and I got a degree, and I got a job, I got my own place, and they just name all these different things. They got a great resume. And guess what? The girl that they were with or talking to or into, they just ghost them. And then they found out they went back to a guy who was a flat-out loser. Guys, most women are just losers themselves. They don't even have a real father figure around that can tell them, hey, don't get with that type of guy. Stay with that guy who has a nice car, who has stability, who has health insurance, who has a job, who has money, who has friends, who has hobbies. Stay with that guy. Most women, they're like, okay, I need to go for the trash guy. And most women like fixer-upper guys because they know those guys won't leave them. See, men who have their life together, they know their worth. They know their value. So they're like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to stick with this woman. This is why a lot of women get intimidated by you. And they see what you got going on. And they're like, oh, man, he goes to the gym? Okay, that's cool. I don't really work out. I don't care about my diet. I don't care about my health. And so let me just ghost him right now before he ghosts me. Guys, it's happened to me many times. You think everything's going well with a girl, and she just ghosts you. And then you look back on it, you probably do some research, and she was with a guy who's of lesser value than you. Guys, look at a woman's track record. Ask her about her ex-boyfriends. Guys, she was with in the past. That will tell you everything you need to know about her. That will tell you what type of quality individual she is. She went back to a guy who got her a $15 gift card for her birthday. How sad is that? And most women, they get on different social media platforms thinking that's cute, thinking that's all cool. But little do they know, they're going to get older and older and older. And that guy who they left them for, they won't be able to go back to that quality guy. They won't be able to go back to that guy who has his life together, who's going somewhere. And they're going to be stuck with that guy who bought her a $15 gift card from Taco Bell. Guys, most women just want to be treated like trash. I told you guys, stop treating these women like they're goddesses, like they're queens, because deep down, they know they're not. This is why they feel something that's kind of off. They're like, you know, this guy is taking me out to these places. He's spending money on me. And he's doing all this, and something doesn't feel right. And then they just leave you and go back to the guy who's doing under that because they know they don't deserve it. That's a person who's not good enough for that. So stop trying to wine and dine them. Stop trying to give them the world. Stop trying to take them here and break bread on them and spend money and buy them shoes, clothes, heels, purses. Stop doing that. Invest that money into yourself because these women don't deserve it. Ask yourself, what is she doing for me? Why does she deserve this? Because most women don't. They'll just come around you and they'll soak up your time, your energy, and then they'll take your money. And after that, they're gone. And you're wondering, what happened, man? I thought everything was going good, right? Most women, they just don't like stability. So they have these 3-month flings. And then after that, they got a little itch for a new magic stick. And they're on to the next guy. And they're on to the next pipe. They're on to the next sausage. And they're hooking up with this guy. You're like, man, what happened? It's because most women do not deserve you. They don't deserve good men because they're not good people themselves. Look at their life, guys. Look at their habits. Look at their mannerisms. That will tell you everything you need to know about that particular woman. Because most women, they're just going to, you know, be there and they're going to take up your time and that's it. You have to really analyze these women before you just get in relationships with them. And then you say, well, I'm going to do all these different things. What is she bringing to the table? Because I guarantee you she's not bringing much. She's not. Guys, most women just want you to treat them like crap. They just want you to treat them like they're less than. Don't treat them like they're above you. Don't try to elevate them and wine and dine them because they do not deserve it. Most of them just don't. Matter of fact, they just enjoy when you dog them out. They enjoy when you treat them poorly. They just like it. They can't help it because most women aren't used to stability. They're not used to a guy who has his life together. So they constantly go for losers, guys in the street, guys, these thugs, these criminals, and that's the guys that they are used to. Guys, don't get frustrated. Don't get sad. This is why most women leave you. This is why they just ghost you out of the blue. And you're like, man, I thought we was doing good. Have you had that feeling in your gut? You're like, I thought we were having fun. We were dating for 2, 3, 4 months. And all of a sudden she says, you know, it's over with. And she just ghosts you. It's because most women don't deserve you. They just want a new guy to try out. And they take you for granted. And then most women, they think they can hop back whenever they feel like it. They say, well, okay, this didn't work out with this guy. Let me call or text that guy back to see what he up to and think they can pick back up where they left off. After they left you high and dry, they left you confused, scratching your head and saying, man, am I worth it? Listen, you're worth way more than her by far. This is how most women think. Go ahead, rewind the clip, listen to her over and over again so you can get it into your head because most women think like that. They take those actions. They say, well, I'm going to leave this guy because he's perfect. There's not a guy who I can fix. He doesn't need fixing. He doesn't need any sort of work done on him. He has his life together. So, well, if I don't have anything to work on, then I'm just going to ghost him. I'm going to leave him because he's perfect. Guys, most of you are just far too good for these women. That's why you should never get mad when she leaves you. You should never get mad if she just says, oh, it's not going to work out because you're too good for her. Just look at your life and look at her life. And most of these women don't even have a life. Most of their life consists of emotions and feelings and see if they can get the next dopamine hit for the next guy and the next guy. They just hop from different guy to guy to guy to guy. They don't value a good man because they're not good people themselves. Most modern women aren't. So what you need to do, guys, is make sure you focus on yourself. Don't try to make a woman happy. Stop spending all this money on her, especially if she didn't do anything to earn it. She has to do things so she can be rewarded for your resources. Don't just go out of your way to try to make her happy because most women just aren't happy creatures. They have to be happy within themselves before you can even attempt to do something fun or good for them. Most modern women will be single, will be miserable because they don't know how to choose a good man. They can't recognize a quality man when they're in front of them. They can't appreciate those guys. They can probably see that, oh, he's a great guy, but you know, something's kind of off. And then they'll make up something in their head because most women are serial daters. I'm going to be honest. They just want to just date this guy. They don't want to stick to a guy because there's so many options. There's so many different flavors. And a lot of women, they're still hung up on their ex-boyfriends. Guys who they really wanted, guys who were fixer-uppers, guys who they really invested their time and energy in before they met you. So then what they do is they get with a guy, you, who's better than him, and it just doesn't feel right because they can't work on you. They can't repair you. They can't fix you. So they just leave you and they go right back to the guy who did absolutely nothing for them.